Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We continue to roll on. We've talked a little sports. We've talked a little fun and games when we were growing up, which is always good to do, walking through the park, reminiscing, so to speak. You guys have been great on Twitter about participating.
A couple more poster things, too.
Yeah, the posters are coming through. You got some good ones.
Cindy Crawford, Pepsi poster. Do you remember that one?
I think that was by the soda machine, and she had the Daisy Dukes on.
And then any Madonna poster.
Ugh. Yeah. Had to go and ruin it with that, didn't you?
Well, I mean, Madonna was hot.
As we mentioned, Cindy Crawford still looks good.
Yeah. Madonna was hot for a while.
You think so?
Yeah.
I never thought she was hot.
I mean, I was with it until she did the Playboy with the hairy underarms. And then I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't need that.
Her real name's like Madonna Cicero.
Something. Is it really Madonna? Madonna?
I think her middle name is Madonna, but it's Italian name. It's like Cicero, I think.
Okay. I don't know. She is Italian, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, She's hairy like an Italian, at least in her
definitely
arms.
Definitely is like, yes, European underarms for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lamont wants to get in here. He said some good stuff on Twitter, but he wants to get in here on walking to school. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Not only did I walk to school, but I don't know if you guys had this in your school districts, but the crossing guards, where the kids get to participate?
No.
No.
We didn't have that.
We had a crossing guard around the kindergarten, but they weren't kids because they wouldn't trust anybody that much.
Nick, you had that?
They used to give us long poles, and we was responsible. It was adult supervision, but we was responsible for going out there and, like, putting down the flag to stop cars and stuff and let the other kids come through. But I wanted to get to something else with you guys, man. We're going down memory lane and talking about walking to school and stuff. And I'm just thinking about over the last 3 or 4 years, and I'm not talking about any major storms or anything. I'm just talking about regular old rain. I've been seeing school council for rain, man. And I'm like, really? We had to walk through. Man, back then it actually used to get cold and stuff. We walked through all of that crap, man. And I'm pretty sure Joel has stories, but I want to say it was Klein, one of those Klein schools this year, because it was funny. Everybody was talking about it. They canceled school because it was raining, and we just couldn't believe it, man.
That's
but
ridiculous.
That's all I had.
These kids, I'm telling you what, man, it's a whole different generation. And I'm sure our parents said the same thing, but it seems to get softer every generation. But.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, when I got down here, I mean, we used to love school days, but it had to, like, unload and then get like frigid, or you know, it was like 27 inches at a time and you couldn't get a snowplow through it, otherwise you were going and you had to walk through that. But I got down here and I'm like, they cancel school for everything.
Yeah,
I've never heard for rain, but I will say this, we've mentioned this before on the show, there was a couple times where they canceled it because they were assuming that the storm was going to be huge. And then it just kind of rained all day. And,
really?
And they looked
here?
Good. Yeah, here. Wow. In the last couple of years. And then I was like, man, the next time they tell me I need to hunker down and get out of town, I'm like, they're crazy. And that's the one that I stayed for. And that's the one that scared the bejesus out of me with the way my windows were shaking. Like, my whole house was coming down.
Yeah, that never. We never had crossing guards, going back to his original point. We didn't. There was
Yeah, they would, just like he said, it'd be supervised by adults, but there'd be like, you know, a kid at each corner with a long flagpole, and then when kids needed to cross the street, we would all put our flags down so everybody at the intersection had to stop, and then the kids could cross with their parents
all
by themselves. Yeah. I was actually the captain of my corner. Just saying.
Oh! The bragging rights of captain of his corner.
Had my little badge and everything.
I bet you got so much ass being the crossing guard captain.
Yeah.
Hey,
at 7 years old.
Look good in that fluorescent vest.
Say, girl.
No, they give you like this.
You want to cross the street safely?
It's like, it looks like it glows in the dark, bright orange, like little flag thing that like buckles around but goes across your shoulder as well.
A sash?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's all fun till you have till you realize you wore a sash like Miss Texas.
Yeah, it looked really cheesy.
Hey, Becky, it looked really cheesy. I'll make sure I take care of you and get you safely from corner to corner. Oh,
my God. You were a badass.
Nick
Captain of your block, huh?
His Boys to Men base. Hey, Becky, I'm going to make sure you get safely across this street today. You want to go play after school? Oh, jeez.
That's good stuff. Yeah, we didn't have any of that. We had none of that. We just walked.
Yeah, us too.
I think it was more of like an after school activity to keep kids busy. You know what I mean?
Directing traffic?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it was all, like he said, and I said it was like supervised by an adult, so it's not like.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of adult? Like, what kind of adult has that kind of time? That's either a stay-at-home mom or a burnout, like dropout kind of adult that has no life, or you know, they probably. Wanted to touch kids.
But that's why a lot of kids, I mean, we look back at it and say sports kept us out of trouble.
Well, crossing guard
duty kept Nick out of trouble. I'm sure the practice sessions.
Some go to church. For crossing guard. Some get sports. Nick was a crossing guard. He was a traffic cop.
Nick also played the triangle in the band.
Yeah.
Didn't have to read music.
The trumpet. Ding.
You played the trumpet for real?
Yeah, I played the trumpet 1 year, and then I played, I think I played the trumpet.
So
trumpet
you were in both band? Years.
In middle school, yeah.
Were you in band?
I told you that. Once I realized that it was either band or sports, I was like, band's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. I played the drums because I could never read music. I just played the drums and then was like, I'm out. I'm playing sports.
I didn't do band. That was like, no. I did art, music, and speech in junior high. They had art, music, and speech. And I sucked at all that except speech. I wasn't good at that. And then I started taking drama. But I never did band. Like, band, every nerd was in band.
That's what I'm saying. When you were worried about how you were going to be perceived in high school, if you were in band or you had the choice,
it was like,
you take sports.
It was like if you wanted to join sports, you had to go get a hernia checkup. You had to that was like, okay, you got to go to the doctor. You got to get physical. You got to do this. If you wanted to join band, it was like, all right, do you like girls and do you want to have sex? No, you're in. All right, cool. You are in. You're a virgin. You're going to stay a virgin. You're totally in the band.
You had black lung, though, so you couldn't play the trumpet anything. You were smoking back then.
I was too cool for the band. I was too into chicks. I didn't want to be a virgin when I was 90.
You know what he's saying to you, Nick, without saying it. I'm just letting you know.
I mean, you couldn't have gotten a lot of ass in high school and junior high.
I mean, you're 10 years old in the sixth grade. I mean, how much ass were you getting when you were 10?
You better ask Kelly Brooks. Because I'm trying to remember. I think my first, like, French kiss was, like, fourth or fifth grade.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I was fast. Boom. That's that Timmy T. I think that's what I got into. No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
This was high school. Hey, yeah.
Hey, girl. Want to meet me by the monkey bars?
Tetherball.
That swing set can block a lot of traffic.
No, we actually, it was in my, was it at the house?
Look at you, Don Juan. Look out.
You know how we do.
Rico Suave. Just want to see the basement?
Yeah. I think it was fourth or fifth grade.
Well, y'all didn't have a basement here, right?
And we would. This is back when you would be like, we go together. Like, remember
we go together? Right. Yeah.
Are you going with him?
Yeah. Are you going with him? Yeah. And then like it was literally one of those note passing things, too. You want to come to my house and French kiss? Yeah. All right. I'll see you there.
Let me show you my posters. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're still going to get to our NFL midseason picks, but right now I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program, and it's special because it's Houstonians helping out kids in the Houston area as they try to get a second chance at an education. Because of Hurricane Harvey, or maybe just because you've had some vehicles laying around on your property, in your garage, in your field, been meaning to get rid of them, you just haven't gotten around to it. One way or the other, if you want to make a donation, it's really worth your while because Cars for Kids accepts cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, and more, and they don't have to be running, and they'll come take them away. So a lot of the hurricane devastation caused a lot of automobiles to stop working, and the insurance, whether it covered it or not, you got to get rid of it on your own. Here's where you don't have to pay for the towing. They come to you. They bring a tow truck. They take it away. They give you a tax deduction. They also give you a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5, and that's when the process really begins because they take that vehicle and they turn it into resources for kids. Some kids need book money. Some people need some of the kids need eyeglasses, bus fare, or warm meals. Those are distractions when they don't have them, and it can cause them to not concentrate on the books. When they have them, they can accelerate their development through the program and get an education. It's a fantastic program. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com, and they will do the rest. Like I said, they'll come to you with a tow truck, take it away, and take care of everything as you make a donation in the lives of Houston children. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid. The usual suspects, if you've been preparing for Pauly Shore, prepare for him to be a little bit late. He's running a little behind schedule, but still scheduled to be on the show, which is good news. So, hey, whenever he gets here, we'll work it out.
That's right. Even though it violates our rule of top of the hour guests and whatnot. Whatever. It's Pauly Shore. We'll make an exception.
Rules.
That's right.
It's way back Wednesday. We're fighting the power. What do you got on text?
In Kentucky, I got a ticket for doing 85 and a 65. The judge ordered that I had to ride the school bus every day for the second semester. He would call my bus driver weekly to make sure I was complying. That was from Robert and Tomball. That's kind of crazy. My best friend's mom was my bus driver. She literally tailored the ride for me. I was the last one picked up and first one dropped off. So I feel sorry for whoever was on the opposite end because I guess he got special treatment. On Twitter, Joey Geiger said, I played sports and was in the band. The sports got me the girls, but the sax was what made the panties fall off. Now, Joey, I'm calling BS. There's no way that you played the saxophone for a chick in your room or in your house or anywhere else. There's just no way. I don't believe you, not for one second. I mean, I don't even think Kenny G would try to play sax for a chick in junior high or high school to get their panties. Chicks would look at you and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just...
No one would... Now, maybe. Maybe if you, like, you know, took a chick to the beach and made a picnic and played her a love song, I could see. But in junior high and high school, there's no way you were dropping panties with a saxophone. No way. And Lamont checked in with this. My first French kiss was about the eighth grade. The following year, I fell in love at Astral World on the cable cars. Her name was Love. I kind of don't want to finish it now.
Now you do. You did it. You were adamant about it.
I was going to read it, but I think it's too, I don't know. Now, like in my head, I'm going, my God, if my mom is listening. It's the one few times.
I yelled earmuffs when you said you were going to say it.
Read it. All right. If you got kids in the car, you should definitely
earmuffs.
Change the channel right now. Right. I'm not even playing. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2. His text ends with, or his tweet ends with, I didn't wash my finger for a week. Lamont.
And he followed it up past that yeah, you had to prove it to your boys, and the only way to
that's
do
that's horrible.
So, that's taking it a bit far.
Goodness gracious, you guys. We're just talking about first French kiss, and now you're taking it too far, Lamont. Oh, my God. That's even,
at least he's
for
not
me,
calling people out.
That's even too far for what? Because I said Kelly Brooks?
Well, no, and then what was it?
And then she added Kubiak's... Oh, yeah, Kristen Kubiak.
There you go.
Yeah, she had big friends, too. Yeah. She was the Lonnie Anderson of Campbell Junior High. She had big friends.
Pauly calling?
For eighth grade or seventh grade, whatever we were in. My word.
Pauly Shore, what do you call them? What do you call them? Nugs?
Yeah.
She had big nugs?
She had, yeah. Boy, hashtag blessed. She was bad. But yeah, Kelly Brooks, she lives in like Georgia now or something like that.
Well, she's listening.
Somehow we found each other on Facebook.
Oh,
let's just say I dodged a bullet. Like, my God.
Wow.
I was like, boy.
I can't say you're the only one. I've had a couple of those.
Some of us age gracefully.
Yeah.
Kelly was not one of them.
Yeah.
I have friends or people that went to high school with us that are, or junior high that are listening. Right? I don't really care. I don't care. You can tell her I said as much. She probably thinks I look like a weirdo too. Whatever.
All right, Logan wants to get in here on a school band story. I'm cringing, but let's do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Logan, what's up?
Not much. Y'all hear me good?
Yeah.
How you doing today?
All right, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, but I want to comment kind of like those that guy on Twitter said. I was in high school band as well. I played the trumpet, but I was also a varsity baseball player. And, like, it is true. You play baseball, you get the girls to come to you. But when you're in band, you're stuck on a 2 to 3 hour bus ride with girls, and it's easily the best time you'll ever have in your life. That band bus truly is a freaky place to be.
Did it start with one time at band camp? Was that foreplay?
Yeah, it's pretty much what happens, man. You got to,
yeah,
I mean,
but Logan,
band camp gets it started, and you can ride all the way there.
But, Logan, it's band, so it's just all the fat chicks with braces and stuff.
Not true.
Oh, now Mr. Band guy's chiming in.
Ah, because there was the chicks that played clarinet. There were plenty.
There were no hot chicks in band. All the hot chicks were either in drama or played volleyball. There were no hot chicks in band when I went to school. Logan, there's no way you're telling me you were in the back of the bus getting freaky on a hot chick in band. I'm not buying it.
I don't believe that part.
It happened.
What, a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was the average chick in band?
For
us, it was easily probably 7 to 8.
Hang up on him. He's lying. Hang up on him. Logan, you're out of here. You got to go. You're a liar. You're a damn lie. You are a damn lie. An 8 in band?
You don't believe him?
Get out of town,
come on,
Logan.
Nick. An 8
you're gone.
Was on the pom-pom squad or the dance team?
Yeah, you either. Yeah, well, we call it the whore core. You were either on, you were a member of the whore core, which was like the dance. You were a cheerleader, volleyball player, or drama. You weren't in the band. No way.
Come on.
Band members pack their own snacks and stuff like that? No. There's no way.
I totally disagree.
Logan is a liar. An 8.
Yeah, all
an
the hottest
eight.
Chicks wanted
get
to be
out
on
of
the,
here.
Our halftime and pregame, postgame dance team was the pom-pom squad or the cheerleaders. One or the other. But you're not telling me you're in the back of the bus on the way to band camp.
Lamont said, if a saxophone got women to give up the goods, he had to have been born in the 40s or something.
That's it's true. Pretty good. Or look like Clarence Clemens.
Something.
Come on, man.
Y'all stop lying now. I'll listen to your stories, but you can't be making stuff up like Nick.
Nick tried to justify somebody how finally cool the band was.
Oh, yeah, there was hot chicks in the band.
Man, I had so many girls looking at me in the hallway because I was carrying my trumpet.
Oh, hot-ass polyester uniforms with them stupid-ass hats. There ain't no.
You see, no,
no, you got to watch out for the marching band because they got to stay fit and in shape. They got to carry stuff. But if they're not in the marching band, they can be hot. I'm just saying.
You know what my favorite is when they get the flag girls? That's always the heavyset chicks. It's like, why? You know what I mean? All the flag girls were always the big gals. The flag girls were always the big girls that sucked so bad they couldn't even make band. So they were like, here, just take this flag and go run around. Just leave us alone. God.
And then you always had the one free spirit that just demanded that they be like the baton twirler or whatever.
Those were also the big
and
chicks.
And we're the one. That's what I'm saying. And yeah, and we're
Marvin
the one
Zindler.
Piece. We're
yes.
the one piece. And you're like, no.
With the sparkly leotard-looking yes. thing that just it was matched their skin color, so at first glance you were like, "Did she just bedazzle her body?"
I can't get this visual out of Nick walking down the hallways at school with both hands on the handle of a trumpet case, walking down like, "That's right, I got a trumpet."
Oh man, yeah, I wouldn't
carry that around. Oh no, you know you would never.
No, you leave it in the band room, right?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah,
you don't carry that thing around.
You didn't want that shame following
exactly.
you all over school.
Was it a rental or did you own it?
Oh, I have such a terrible story about that. My parents were too cheap to give me even the rental. So they bought me like this really raggedy trumpet from like some garage sale or something. And it was just like tarnished. And it was the only one in the entire band with a like beat up trumpet. Everybody else had like this brass, shiny. I had like this raggedy trumpet for like 2 years. Or I want to say a year and a half.
You got a scratch and dent.
Dude, time out. I thought Barry was going to be all over the part that you bought a trumpet. You got a trumpet that some other man had his mouth all over. And I don't know how the hell you made
sure
that's
your you changed the mouthpieces, Joel. But I'm
full of former nerd spit.
Just goes all the way through the horn, Nick.
Yeah, it was just a raggedy-ass trumpet. I mean, there was nothing
great.
Shiny about it. And I was the only one in a class of like
Nick's
90 that
taps,
had something like
that. That's all he can play because he doesn't have any of the buttons.
Dad, I need an apparatus that I put my mouth on and spit in a lot. Yeah, all right, let's get you a used one of those. What? Why? Oh,
the Thompson's
God.
At a rummage sale, Nick. I found you a trumpet.
I would have rather just played like the sticks or something. Remember the wood sticks? God, I would rather play that.
It was an easy A, though.
Band?
Yeah.
I don't know. Drama was it. There was There was lots of hot chicks and drama.
Drama, I'll give you that. That's true.
I was too shy to do drama. Y'all both did drama? You did drama too, Joel?
I did not do drama. But there were hot chicks in drama.
I did, but I was never good enough to, like, there was this dude named Clifton. Clifton, I don't remember his name, but he always got the lead role. Turns out he was, you know what I'm saying? That was cheating. But at least I didn't have to worry about him stealing none of the hot chicks.
So he was a trumpet blower?
Yep, he blew the trumpet. That's probably a good way of putting it. Yep. That's a great way to put it, Joel.
Hey!
A-hole.
All right, so it's a good time to take a break. We got the halfway point. We got 90 in the rearview mirror and 90 still to go. Pauly Shore is on deck coming up in the next hour or so, depending on when he stops
whenever he gets here.
We'll get that. We'll get to our midseason NFL awards. Probably do some NCAA awards, at least a
couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them. And anything that's on your mind, you guys have been doing great already, and now we get the band stories lining up on the phone lines. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, coming out of the halftime break and getting ready for more as it's Nick, Barry, and Joel rolling on till 4. Pauly Shore is due to join us in the probably more closer to the 3 o'clock hour, but we'll see what time he gets here. We'll get him on for a couple of segments. I know you guys have been looking forward to that. That should be good stuff. So that we'll have some fun with. Also, sometimes we just get down a road or a path that we didn't expect to get down in, but it gets a life of its own and it takes off. And that's what the Still More Stories from Band has done, Nick.
Yeah.
So we've got calls that still want to get in here on Band. Let's go with Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, first time calling, long time listener. Love the show.
Appreciate that.
Now, I was in band through all through middle school and all through high school. And in middle school, not that much action. When you got into high school, like, band took, like, a totally different turn. Because there was probably about 200 people in band, and you could say there's probably about 7 or 8 girls that were actually pretty hot, you know? And the stories on the bus, the overnight band stays and all that stuff did get pretty wild and pretty crazy when we were in band. And you would get to meet a lot of chicks, too, because we were on the practice field with the dance squad. And plus, besides the dance squad, you had the flag girls that were on the band with you, that were more on the band. So you got to spend a lot of time with these chicks, you know? And these, like, the story, I know it sounds bizarre, but, yeah, band was really pretty awesome in high school. For me, when I look back on it, I think my best times in high school were in band and because of band. If I could go back and do high school, I wouldn't be on a football team. I wouldn't be in a basketball team. I do the whole band thing all over again.
Really? That's surprising to me.
Me too.
I like how he tried to lump in the dancers with the flag girls, though. We know that that's two different kinds of folks right there.
Well, it was like the dance girls would be like your 9 to 10.
Yeah.
And then your flag girls would be the girls that probably weren't good enough to get on the dance.
Twos and threes. You can go ahead and say it. The flag girls were the twos and threes. It's all right. But they brought good snacks for the bus ride. They had delicious snacks on the bus ride, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh, they were snackers.
Appreciate the call, man.
All right, we got one left.
All right,
Andre, let's get it to the band talk one last time.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I'm just making it weird. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was in marching band during the early 80s, I'm sorry. And the school I went to, we were one of the most popular bands. And let me tell you, we got it in.
Really?
We had some of the prettiest girls, finest girls in school. And I'm talking about from identical twin drum majors to flag girls. We did have couple of headsets, but hey, we had some of the finest girls out there.
What school did you go to?
All the time.
What school did you go to?
Booker T. Washington.
Okay.
Played in the Baby Ocean or Soul marching band.
Now, this was in the 80s?
Like 230 kids.
Okay, this was in the 80s? Here's the thing, though. Now, are you African-American, Andre?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, tell me this. Tell me if this is true or not. It's probably a lot cooler at a black school to be in the band than it is at a generically white school or predominantly white school. Would you say that that's the case?
I would agree.
Okay. So that's probably why there was better ass in the bands in at your school than, say, at just like a run-of-the-mill like Jersey Village was a mixed school.
Nick was in the Motion of Old band at his school.
He was in the Ocean of Mold.
It didn't work as well.
Oh, man, we used to go to band competitions. We try to catch the girls from the other schools. And, hey, I don't know who got more, the band or the football team.
Nice.
Wow.
Appreciate the call, Andre.
All right, Andre.
All right.
See, there, all right, that Nick. Might explain you it. Got a little hope.
That was a good argument you made there, but I also think the time, too. I think
the 80s?
Just more open to. It was cooler to be in band back then.
In the 80s?
In the early early 80s, I would imagine.
Yeah, because by the time I rolled around, it wasn't cool to be in the band at all.
I'm with Barry.
There was no, people weren't like, damn, I need to get some ass. I'm joining the band. That was just wasn't a thing you said.
Yeah, before Best Buy had Geek Squad, that was the band.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Some folks on the Twitter, hot chicks in the band didn't play instruments. They were the flag girls. Nope.
Nope, disagree. They were the pom-pom squad.
You must be a chubby chaser, if that's the case. You must like the big gals. Barry, we knew you weren't in the band in middle school. Black people never signed up for band. Well, first of all, we just realized now that that's not true. Second of all, I'm white, sir. So, yeah, there's
that. Wait, what?
What?
Now you tell me?
I think this is I think I'm getting a call from California. I think
you
this
might
is
want
him.
To answer that. Yeah.
I'll step outside and do that.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not today or not, but Jason LaCanfora comes out and says that if the Texans and Bob McNair would sign Colin Kaepernick, that they could put to rest the locker room strain that has been on the entire team since he made his comments a couple weeks ago, and also could prove to the fan base that he's still all about winning and salvaging the season. Interesting. This also from a guy that got drilled by the Kaepernick camp after he went a little bit out of bounds in making some assumptions about his kneeling in the anthems back in October.
But you still have the lawsuit with Kaepernick against the NFL.
That's the big thing. We mentioned it yesterday on the show, the fact that Roger Goodell had called for a one-on-one meeting with Colin Kaepernick because of the lawsuit. The Kaepernick camp said that they did respond immediately, but they requested a mediator because of the ongoing litigation. And they said they're now waiting to hear from the NFL, who doesn't seem to be too giddy about that. So this is just going to continue to be dragged out on the mud, dragged through the mud. We'll see how it plays out. But we'll continue to roll on and see how everything goes. Still waiting on Pauly Shore as Barry's taking the bat phone to the hallway. Hopefully that'll have good news coming back on a Wayback Wednesday when we are covering the 1989 to 1994 Waybacks in honor of Pauly Shore's time at MTV. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hey, we're back on the usual suspects. Continue to roll on till 4. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. And our very special guest that we've told you about is none other than Pauly Shore, who is now in studio with us. Welcome, man.
Yo, what's up? Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey film.
Yes, indeed.
That's
you're right.
He's wild, bro.
We didn't need to bring
They're
that
all
up.
Dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein, this one. That pretty soon I'm going to actually have a job in Hollywood. You know what I mean? It'll be cool, right?
Dude, I love that you came in. The first thing he says to the intern, tell him what you said. He walks up, random intern, high fives him and
just
says,
say, look, it's a different world. You can't sexually harass people anymore. I told him that.
The intern was like, what?
He knew. I knew. That's why. Say what's up right here. Yeah.
What's up? Sandy's joining us as well. Sandy.
What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Sandy, you're gonna be on the show as well with Pauly at the joke joint, right?
Yeah, now, he's gonna be the star of this interview. So if I get tired, he'll just start asking questions. Ask him a question as me.
And he's gonna just answer
ask
for you
him right now. Just say, "Hey, Pauly."
Ask Pauly a question.
Okay, Pauly, what time? When did you guys get in town yesterday? How was the flight?
Dude, back up, dude. You can't just ask me that. You gotta say, "How was the flight, dude? How what do you think of Houston so far?" You can't just go be aggressive like that. You know, you gotta be gentle with me.
I feel like.
Not cool.
Not cool, bro.
I like that you're coaching
it's
him.
It's like a ventriloquist act without any touching because great. Of the how Harvey Weinstein factor.
Yeah,
it's
but
fantastic.
How great is that?
That's pretty good.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
but thank you for having me, Houston. This is Pauly Shore. Thank you so much for accepting me in your community. Even though I'm an LA Dodgers fan, you guys kicked our butts. That's how it is.
Are you a big Dodgers fan? Or
yeah, I grew up. You know, I grew up in LA. You know,
you went to the games.
Yeah, I went
did
to
you?
All the, yeah, I went to every game.
Nice. Yep.
And my friend Joey had a connection at Armor All.
Okay.
You know, and they got us some tickets, and it was really great. Yeah, just to, you know what I mean. I live in Silver Lake, which is 5 minutes from Dodger Stadium.
Nice.
So I can actually hear the stuff go down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was, you know. You guys did it, you know. I mean, you willed it and did it, and that's how it is, you know.
Your city needed it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. After Harvey. I mean, you guys had your own Harvey.
Yeah.
But I think the Harvey here in Houston.
Harvey in Houston was more devastating than Harvey in L.A.
Yeah, it's about the same number of people affected. But
Harvey Weinstein, yeah, exactly.
So you're in town. Barry, want to fill everybody in? Is it Joke Joint tonight and tomorrow night?
Dude,
Joke Joint
Comedy. They can't come roll in. Tell them, bro. Back it up.
Joke Joint Comedy Showcase tonight.
Bandy.
You're
not cool.
Not cool, bro.
You can't.
We got
rush.
People just coming in the studio in the middle of the interview. What's
that's
up with
not
that?
Cool.
They're gonna put it on Facebook Live.
That's you guys cool. got to take no. it up with the Green Mile.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. That's our version of the
what's
Green
up?
Mile.
Yo, stand over there, bro, so you can get a better video of me. That's weird. Over there, that corner.
He's like
right
over there.
There.
Face the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Joke Joint Comedy
no,
Showcase.
But you could go right there. That's perfect.
Tonight and tomorrow night, right? You've already had one show.
Yes.
Yes.
So you got two more left. One show tonight. What time? 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night, 8 o'clock as well, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
JokeJointComedyShowcase.com if you want to get tickets.
Yeah, it's Wednesday in Houston. What better situation to do than go see Pauly Shore and his buddy Sandy Danto?
Now, exactly. I'll tell you what. Last time here, you did one show and it was packed. I was telling the story yesterday about how cool it is that you hang out after the show and, you know, take pictures or whatever with folks. And it was standing room only last time you were here, so they had to do three shows this time.
Well, I wanted to do three shows. You know, Ken was cool last time. I never played the club, you know. I played other clubs around here, other venues. Houston's weird, though, man. It's like a weird place. Like, comedy used to be, like, we were talking about it.
It used to be a huge hub here.
Yes.
Of comedy.
Yeah, Barry talks about it all the time. Sam Kinison.
It used to be a mecca. At one point, Bill 10 Hicks. Clubs. 10 clubs in this city. And now we're down to 2.5.
Yeah, what's the half?
Well, there's the Secret Group, which is part music, part comedy.
Dude, write that down. Maybe we'll go
the
there
Secret
next time.
Group?
Yeah, check it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, kids are really up. Yeah,
he's what? Like, no, bro, not cool. Not cool. but it was funny. The first night we checked in, the place that Ken had us at, the hotel, they didn't have a room. And the lady there, she was really sweet. She was really nice. But she said, sorry, Ms. Joe, we don't got no room for you here. It was great. It's one of those, like, really ghetto ass, like, can you say ass? I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Ghetto ass, like, hotels right off the highway. Like, you can tell, like, there's like, homeless people kind of living there, right? What was going on? Like,
it was like an extended living type situation.
Yeah, it was.
But, really, but they laid the light on for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this is the
and
place.
And you can buy Chef Boyardee.
Yeah,
know.
And this is where Ken wanted us to stay. That's, you know, where Ken's at. That's cool.
Did you get
one
an upgrade?
Night, well, one night was cool, you know, to stay there one night. But, you know, I'm here 4 nights.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we, me and Sandy took off, you know what I mean? Because she didn't have a room, period. Like, the room wasn't even... Not only did I not want to stay at that hotel because it was crusty, but they didn't have a room even if we wanted to stay at the hotel. So we immediately go on, like, what?
We go on
well,
everything.
I asked my friend Gilbert, who's a friend of mine here, and he tells me, I'm like, because I know nothing about Houston. Like, I don't know what area to go. I don't know where to stay. So they're, like, going, go stay downtown. I'm like, my friend Gilbert, like, that's the area. So there's Zaza, Hotel Zaza, which is cool, right? I heard that's cool, right?
In a lot of ways, yes.
Yeah, there's the Embassy Suites are cool, and then you got the Hilton is cool. You got all these other places that are cool, but we go there, and what happens?
They're all sold out.
Everyone.
Every room on a Monday night.
What's going on? What's in town?
Yeah, did anybody say what's going on? Because there's no reason that
no,
this should
be
sold out.
No, they knew
I
was coming, and they just didn't want me. They wanted me to be on the streets with that swastika homeless guy that keeps attacking me. Did you see that guy? He looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah, he
dude.
Looks exactly like Charles Manson.
Who?
Dude, you guys got more homeless people here than anywhere. I swear, every freeway you get off of, there's a group of homeless. They attack
this was the one
you.
Last
it's like the, it's like a thriller video from Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Last night at like Wheeler,
you
down,
saw this guy.
outside of Midtown. Outside of Midtown. Mm-hmm. I missed this. I was on the news. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Charlie Manson.
And
he's got like
yesterday we were driving around. We went to like the Montrose area.
Yeah.
And we were getting off the freeway and we saw him. Then we were coming back to our hotel. We saw him. And then last night when we were coming back from the show, we saw him again. And he tried to attack the car.
Yeah, he started flipping us off. And I like, you know, I'm like kind of like freaking out. I'm a little Jewish kid from Beverly Hills. You know what I mean?
We need that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, but here's the best. So he's flipping us off and he's freaking out and he's going crazy. And the second the light turns green, what do I say? I start yelling at him.
Like, come on, man.
Let's fight. And he starts chasing us.
He chased the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he got to lose?
Well, yeah. I guess he looks
like Charlie Manson. I'm sure you people listening have seen him. He's at the bottom of every ramp.
He's the mayor of Midtown.
I was going to say, he's famous in the Midtown area. Check him out.
The mayor of Midtown. Now, Joel told you guys at the break, we're doing Way Back Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we always play music from different eras, or we'll have different themes. And this time we said, well, since you were on MTV from 89 to 94, mm-hmm. all the music we've selected was from between 89 and 94.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Back when MTV still played music,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Are you sad to see what's happened to MTV? Because I know last year you had a joke about the fact that you kind of made MTV. You guys came up, two of you made each other, so to speak. But are you sad to see what's happened to the network?
Well, everyone is. It's not just me. It's just the way of the world. It's just everyone's on their phones now. Man. You know, back when I was growing up, all the kids would watch MTV. That was the thing. It's like, and then before that was the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, everyone would go, oh, I got to go see the Mickey Mouse Club. Back when I in the 90s, I guess it was like, or 80s or 90s, it was like, oh, I got to watch what goes on at MTV. And it was like, you know, it was the focal point of every kid's mind. Like, let's see what's going on musically, fashion, everything. Yep. And now because of the internet, all the kids are on their phones and they're all on their apps. And that's just the way it is, you know.
Did you see the MTV thing coming, though? I mean, you're growing up as a kid and you know.
Did you see what coming?
Just the whole MTV network coming. Like, how did the whole thing go down where they contacted you, or how'd you guys get together?
Oh, how that? Well, I was just a kid like everyone else just watching it. You know what I mean? Just sitting there going, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I started doing my stand-up, and I just developed. And then at some point, once I got more comfortable, they saw me. They brought me to spring break, and that didn't go so hot. They kind of sent me home. And then
your fault, their fault.
Well, I was nervous, and it was so massive. It was live. It was spring break. It was like hundreds of thousands of kids, and they brought me out there. And I was like, Corey Feldman was like the coolest kid back then. At the time, you know what I mean? He was, like, getting all the babes. And me and Christian Slater, we weren't getting any babes. You know what I mean? And that's how it was. But then, like, a couple years later, you know, I got back on. So
it's amazing.
Now, the Weasel, was that developed in stand-up, or was that developed in MTV?
Polly. Well, bro.
When did you come up with the Weasel, Polly?
Cool. Dude, way back, because my mom started the comedy store, right? The comedy store in L.A.?
Never heard, yeah.
Dude, so I used to get babysat by all the comics, and I just got nicknamed the Weasel. And I raided my mom's closet, and it was like, that was it. I wanted to look like Steven Tyler.
And my mom
was like,
and like Reese's Peanut.
Go. I love it. He's like, you're not doing it. Do it.
Kind of like Reese's peanut butter cup. Take a little bit of this. Take a little bit of that, and mix it. And then you got something. You got something really special on your hands, and that was me.
I love that you're coaching him on how to do you.
He does it.
It's great. This is awesome.
That's awesome, man. All right, guys, hang tight. We're gonna do another
joke joint this tonight and tomorrow night. I'm only in town a couple days. This is Pauly Shore. It's the middle of the week. It's Houston. You guys won your World Series. Now, you know, move on.
Weather sucks. You want to be indoors anyway. Nothing to watch, nothing to do. Go see Pauly. Yeah. 45 and Fuquay.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. The joke joint.
45 South
and Fuquay.
Plenty of parking.
Usual Suspects. Don't be looking for a room in that area. Just be looking for the joke joint. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.